This is a Bathrop Spears broadside show you're about to listen to. It was recorded on and netcast, I think, on the 14th of August, 2025. And what it is it's a flashback, as these Thursday shows are, to August 28th, 2016. And I want to remind you before I run out of breath, is this has a lot of call-in messages, and I guess this is true almost all these flashbacks, because in the good old days we had a studio and we had a phone line. We don't anymore. No studio, no phone line, and I'm not even sure we have an audience. But in any case, for those who happen to be listening, ignore all call into the phone, the studio phone line messages. Instead, if you have any questions about the show, call into the Huff line. Huff is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, and it's at 831-423-4833. Or you can try, if you've got a report about police abuse or shelter shenanigans or discrimination against poor or city council capers that impact the general community, give a call to 216-8239. That's where Huff and other activists document this kind of stuff. Looking forward to a day when we could actually stop the police raids on poor and homeless people by making them financially accountable to those they're hurting. Anyway, this is really a mega broadcast involving in-studio guest. I used to call him Big Drum Brent Adams, but I've recently taken to calling him Backstory Brent. He gives more backstory than doesn't do any drumming at all in this two-hour-plus interview. I think it goes on that long. Talks about a lot of stuff. He was working on the Warming Center at that time. He was a critic of activist protest tactics around issues that required the input to nonprofits and the middle class. And the residential middle class in Santa Cruz. He goes into discussion of Phil Kramer's Housing Matters group, which is, of course, I call it Funding Matters. I always have to say this because I really don't like them to get away with saying Housing Matters when they aren't really providing or really offering a real task or path to housing that makes a lot of sense. He talks about the point in time count and how it fails. He discusses his own experience researching a killing of Joey on the levee. He talks about the new anti-vending ordinances on Pacific Avenue. We get an occasional call. I think Andrea Morgan calls, and Brent has a go-around with her. He goes into the history of how past protest camps have failed and what he regards effective protest tactics would be. Swing into the levee, into Pacific Avenue, the downtown area, where we have Mary Jane talking about being assaulted in front of Chianti's with her protest sign, Go Fuck Yourselves. A lot of songs by Ryan Harvey throughout this. Ryan is might call him a little bit to the left of David Rovics, or who knows, maybe they share views, but he and wasn't as famous, and I don't think I've heard of him since in terms of any new albums, but maybe I just haven't been keeping up. We go to the flashback within a flashback, where we bounce back to September of 2002, when we get to hear an interview with Becky Johnson, or Beggarbacker Becky, as I always called her, or frequently did, when she was arrested for chalking on the gutter. I think something about the sleeping ban is a civil rights or human rights violation in erasable chalk, and was taken to jail for that, her August 19th, 2002 arrest. And we kind of round all this out with a long show by John Malkin, a replay of one of his shows from December, I think it's December 13th. Could be December 15th, I'm not sure, 2014, where he discusses and interviews and presents speeches from I guess it's more that he's sort of the master of ceremonies, or the presenter anyway, of the National Day of Protest Against Police Violence in Santa Cruz. And that is what we're doing in this particular edition. We're going, first of all, back to, we start on August 14th today, 2025, and then we move back to August 28th, 2016, leap back further to September 2002, and then come forward to December of 2014. So that's a lot of traveling, but you might enjoy the ride, and you might enjoy what you see at those various, or hear at those various points. You got questions, as I said before, call me on the Huff line, 831-423-4833. And forgive my somewhat weary voice, because I've been babbling all day at the Huff, well, at least some of the day, at the Huff meeting, which we do every Thursday. So if you want to come to a Huff meeting, it's easy, 1:30 to 3:30, Sub Rosa Cafe, assuming we're still operating, which in a way it always amazes me that we do, but we do. And there's a lot of eagerness there, a lot of enthusiasm, some weariness, a few cookies, and coffee, free coffee. So check it out. 1:30 to 3:30 Thursdays, Sub Rosa Cafe, 703 Pacific Avenue. I'm going to leave you now, so enjoy.